is he? Oh. There's my pet. Oh, come on. I thought you got over this already. Come on. Give your wifey a hug and a kiss, baby. I know I'm not warming to you, but you'll definitely get used to it. After a while, my skin will feel just so natural to you that human women will feel more alien to you than I will. My pet. I'm so sorry. I know it hurts to be so far away from your home, but this is your home now. And I love you so much, baby. I know so much about you. I know your language. I know what to feed you. I know how to bathe you. I know how to care for you like no one else would. Not even humans would know how to care for you as well as I do. And I'm never letting you go. Never, ever. You're going to be my pet forever. Well, okay. Pet, husband, same thing, right? Like, there's really no big difference. Not in your case, at least. But it doesn't matter. You're still mine. And you're so adorable down there. So short. You may have been tall on your planet, but here you're a tiny little thing. And I just love that. You're such a good pet, baby. And you've taught me a lot. Like, especially a lot of naughty words. Like, what did you call me again? It was bitch, fucker, rapist, and hellspawn? Those are funny fucking words. Like, I guess if they're supposed to insult, they don't. Because to me, they don't mean shit. Ooh, I used another one of those words. It's funny, but when I started to break you down, those words made you so fucking happy. You seemed to really enjoy being called a bitch. Shh, shh, shh. I know. I don't really think you are a bitch, but baby, I had to do that. I had to hold you down and break you a bit. If I didn't, I wouldn't have been it just wouldn't have worked out. And then, you know, I wouldn't have the best pet ever. Right underneath me right now. Come on, I'm tired. Let's go lay down a bit, okay? No. I need to cuddle with you. Thank you. But yes, I need my warm pet to help me rest. It's been a long day, and my little pet will help me so fucking much. Have I spoiled you too much? Have you forgotten that, you know this? That collar around your neck? Oh, you didn't? Well, you know it does more than make you look so fucking cute. I really keep sprinkling those words in my sentences. I like that. but you remember what happens when you disobey me, right? Yeah, the shock. It's not a nice one either. You cried so much. First time it happened. Gosh, you were so adorable, crying away in my arms as I stroked your penis. You are such a fucking mess. Do you want that? Do you want to cry again? Good pet, baby. Come here. Come here. Yeah. Okay. Let's just put you right here. Ooh. Such a good pet for me, baby. Such a tasty mouth. Your throat is wonderful, too. Oh, I know, hubby. You don't like it when I force my tongue down your throat, but I can't help it. You're all wet now, baby. Yeah. I love you. I love you so much, baby. You are the greatest thing to ever happen to me. Yeah. Look at me. Hey. I said look at me. Look into my eyes. My deep void-like eyes. Yeah. I love you so much. And I want to make you as happy as possible, baby. All of the things that hurt you, like your collar here, yeah, this, are just there to protect you, baby. Because I couldn't just let you run off on your own. And Earth, well, Earth isn't worth it. Because you can stay here with me and have every need met. Shouldn't you want that? I mean, you as a pet, for me, being a scientist, that's great. And you can say it, baby. Don't you want to stay here with me? Good boy. Good pet. You know, I think we're ready to mate. For real. Hey, calm down. Why are you so tense all of a sudden? Yeah, just take a deep breath, baby, okay? Just calm down. I just want to make you feel good and give you purpose, of course. What do I mean? Well, you can't just sit here day in and day out with nothing to do. I mean, what use are you? Because no one here is friendly to your kind, and we're too advanced for you to contribute scientifically, but your body is really warm, and you have so much time here. So I think let's make you a parent. What do you mean, no? Oh, come on. It won't hurt that bad. It won't even take that long for you to incubate, really. Hey. Stay still, damn it. What do I mean? Okay, that's right. I forgot. It's okay. So that's not how it works where you're from. I get it. But for me, I have both organs. Yeah, I produce both eggs and sperm. A good portion of us do. So I can breed with anyone who has eggs. I just choose to style myself as a female. Plenty of people like me present as a male as well. Yeah. Yeah, I'm surprised you didn't notice. I have a penis as well during those break-in sessions. I guess maybe you were just crying too much to notice, but we're getting besides the point here. You'll be fine. You'll be so much happier pregnant, I think. Yeah. Oh, I can see you now around with our children. Yeah, the kids. Right. Okay, so I know it's still a little confusing, but I may have altered you slightly. Well, okay, it's not that hard to change a male inside, up in there a little bit. Just insert some eggs down some other tubes and whatnot. It really, yeah, so I altered you to be able to breed you, baby. It's complicated. I'm not gonna try to, and I'm way too horny to explain the biology of it right now. So, look, baby, I have to work, so of course, I wouldn't let you get me pregnant. So, now it's time to breed you, baby. So stop fucking struggling. You disobedient fucking pet. Calm down and shut up. Yes, it'll be fine. Stop being such a fucking baby. Yeah. Because you're making me very angry. And it'll be so good for you. Why can't you just accept that? You know what? Shut up. Shut up and let me fucking do this. I'll get you new clothes later, even if I rip all of these off of you, because your human t-shirts look like shit anyway. And I'm not fucking stopping. In fact, the more you struggle, yeah, you're struggling way too much, baby. And the more you struggle, the harder I will breed you. Yeah, so let's get this off of you right now. Zipper down. Get ready. Huh. Your penis is so small. I mean, compared to mine. Do you want to see it? You know what? I don't even care. I'm taking my clothes off. Yeah, you're gonna see it. See, it kind of has to be a little bit bigger than yours because I'm meant to fuck people like me, not small humans. It's okay. I promise you'll be fine. Human bodies are really flexible. And I produce a lot of lube naturally. So, hey, shut up. You're such a fucking whiny bitch, you know. You know what? Hey, I'm gonna pull you this way. Put your head over the bed like that. Just let it hang. Don't move. There, look at that. As I get closer to you, isn't it so much bigger up close like that? This will be nice. Your head off the side of the bed, your throat just begging to be fucked. Oh, my pet. Oh, baby, guess what? I'm not going to be gentle. Because this is what you get for resisting me so fucking much. Yeah. Oh, my good Pat. The pleasure of my cock. Gag on it. Choke on it. Yeah, get nice and wet for me. And I can see your penis getting harder, Pat. You like this, don't you? What was that? You know, it's rude to talk with your mouth full. Can't believe this feels so fucking good. And I'm gonna get fucking addicted to you, bitch. Oh my god. That's right, Pat. I am going to fuck and braid you as much as I can. I love seeing your throat bulge like it's going to pop open for me. Oh, you like the way my testicles feel? Yeah. My massive semen sac slapping against your pathetic face. And they smell lovely, baby, don't they? No. That's the wrong fucking answer. Fucking take it, you bad boy. Because I can tell you're lying. Your penis is so fucking hard right now. It's twitching and spasming every time I thrust. So don't lie to me, little slut. Fuck, I can't. I'm trying to stay mad at you and I fucking can't because your throat is just too fucking good. I can't. I can barely control myself. I need to stay fucking focused. Fuck, I'm gonna come. I'm coming. Oh, fuck. Oh. Take it. Take it all. You take my seed down your fucking throat, baby. Fuck. Oh, my God. Alright. Oh, calm down. My cum is tastier than yours any fucking way. I would know since I had to clean my fingers when you accidentally kept coming into my hands. It's so gross. How the hell do you give blowjobs over there if your reward is so salty? Sorry, I'm just rambling. Let me just yeah, there we go. God, you didn't even swallow it all, making such a mess, dripping down your face like that. Oh, stop whining, because you know you liked it. Your penis is still really hard. Do you want more, hubby? No. What do you think? You think I could get you pregnant through your throat? Now that would have been something. No, baby, it's through your anus. Yeah, I know. Humans really like anal, and I've been researching it a lot since you arrived, and not everyone. Huh. Well, okay. Hubby, even if you don't, I've got a job to do. So come here. Oh, fuck. Look, there's that word again. Just stop struggling and let me get you pregnant, baby. I love you. Can't you see that? I just want to make us happy. And the best way to do that is to fill you with babies. Oh, was that a fucking whimper? Because you want this. I fucking knew it. You just couldn't admit it. Now just relax. As I flip, I'm gonna fold you up like this. Yeah. No, baby. Just calm down. I won't break you. This is just the best position to make sure you definitely get pregnant, baby. And I want to look deep into your beautiful human eyes with all their color and all of their fear, too. But don't worry, all of my pre-cum is all the lube I should need. And again, baby, I won't break you. So you need to relax for me. Because the more relaxed you are, the more comfortable you're going to be about this. And either way, what are you going to do about it? Yeah, I didn't think you were going to do anything. So, you're folded in half beneath me. There we go. Fuck. You're so fucking tight. Oh, I know, baby. It's big. But you will be okay, okay? Good boy. Good fucking hubby. Just take it all from me. Oh, you're gonna make a wonderful dad. You're gonna be so fucking beautiful. All plumping around with babies. Oh, our babies, of course. Oh, bitch, the more you whine and struggle, the more I want to breed you, baby. And the more I want to fucking break you. Because I love you, hubby. And you're gonna be so happy once you are a sex craving slut for my cock. Just accept it. Accept it, slut. Accept that you're a submissive human slut for your loving wife. Please. Please accept it. I don't understand why you don't love me. I try so hard and you just fucking reject me. So I need to show you how important you are to me. I need to breed you. And you need to accept it. Oh, is that it, hubby? Is that it? Is that your cum button I just hit? Because you look so fucking happy all of a sudden. Are you happy, baby? Am I driving you insane with my cock? I can tell you want to say no, but you're too cum drunk to say it. You love me. I love you. I love you, hubby. Please. Please love me. Yes. Yes, you fucking love me. You finally fucking love me, hubby. And I love you. I'm so close. I'm so happy. I'm going to get you pregnant, baby. And we're going to have a fucking family. And you're never going to be able to leave me. Oh, my God. You're going to love me forever. Oh, and you're grabbing onto me so fucking tightly. Uh-huh. You want it too. Fuck yeah. You're such a good boy. I'm coming. I'm coming, baby. Oh my God. I know I got you pregnant, baby. Oh, hubby. Are you awake? That's good. Thank you. You're such a good hubby for me. God. Oh, fuck. We can get up in a minute. I just want to lay like this for a little bit, okay, baby? Yeah. I know. I came a lot. And you're very fucking full, I know. But just let me stare into your eyes for a minute, hubby, okay? You're such a good boy for me. Such a good boy that I think you deserve something, maybe a little treat. How about I taste this tiny penis of yours, compared to mine at least. On Earth standards, I'm sure it's probably huge, but I don't think I can resist the taste. You taste so fucking good, hubby. Let's get you all cleaned up and then we'll find out how pregnant you really are.